This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight. Hope you had a fabulous Thanksgiving break. Kate Delaney hanging with you. I'll tell you what, it is all about sexual harassment on the Hill and everywhere else. Nancy Pelosi defending John Conyers, the longtime Michigan Democrat who is stepping away from his committee as the ranking Dem on the House Judiciary Committee because of these sexual harassment allegations. Think about this. 27 terms the congressman has served. He's denying any of the allegations, but more and more women have come forward on Meet the Press. Nancy Pelosi said we got to have due process before jumping to conclusions about Conyers, and we are strengthened by due process just because someone is accused. And was it one accusation, two? What was it? So she defended Conyers in a sense, but boy, it's interesting what's happening, not just with Conyers, but with others, because we know certainly with the whole Roy Moore story and the back and forth of whether he should even continue to run and some backing him and some not backing him and that constant volleying of the Moore situation. Now you have some Democrats in hot water, too, and one of them is Conyers, who is a pretty powerful Democrat on the Hill for sure, certainly one of the tops anyway. And she did say later, after being on that television show at Meet the Press, the Sunday Swirl, I like to call it, a bunch of talking heads, she said, zero tolerance means consequences. I have asked for an ethics investigation, and as that investigation continues, Congressman Conyers has agreed to step away as a ranking member. So how about that? Then she was also asked about Senator Al Franken from Minnesota, who's apologized after being accused of unwanted touching from a bunch of different women. And she said his accusers have to accept an apology. The victims have some say in this as well, and that it has happened in the past. People have accepted an apology as it is coming forth now, blah, blah, blah. So this is not dying down anytime soon, not just on the Hill, but anywhere. But it's a mess, politically speaking, it seems now, for both parties. So tick, tick, tick. It's not just one. It's Dems and Republicans. Depends on the circumstance and who we're talking about, how long they've been there, and how many people are coming forward. Speaking of coming forward, Republicans are hoping they can draw out other Republicans on this tax cut plan. They're pushing forward with it, despite the polls that show more Americans oppose it rather than wanting to see this giant sweeping proposal to reduce corporate rates and some individual tax bills. And you know, why is that? It's what's in your wallet. What's happening to you? How do you interpret what the cut means or what the bill means to you personally? That's where it gets you. Remember, all politics are local. They are. And it's all about following the trail of the money. House Speaker Paul Ryan said that he believes that when they fundamentally do it, make good on our word, make good on our promise, make people's lives better, we're going to be just fine politically. Because some think this is the death knell for the Republicans. The GOP tax proposal is slightly less popular at almost the same stage of the process of the Obamacare repeal and replace. 33% of adults support Trump's tax plan. 50% oppose it. That's according to a post ABC News poll that just came out. Republicans believe taxes and the economy are a better issue set. So it's interesting because there have been a bunch of these memos sent to leaders, congressional leaders, and some on K Street, and they're talking about shoring up the vote and explaining the decision to constituents and, you know, whatnot. This has been volleyed about for a while. Here's the other thing. Some Republicans are urging lawmakers to focus on other proposals inside of it in the immediate term so that there's some kind of relief in doubling the standard deduction, lowering rates, and increasing the child tax credit to middle-class families. Michael Steele is one of those guys who is a former House Republican leadership aide. He's working with an outside coalition supporting the proposal, and that's what he's talking about, and that's been talked about. So, you know, will it go through or not? It depends on if there's enough votes. It's all about the numbers. So the people that vote for it have to believe they can sell it to their constituents, and that's the bottom line. This is a crazy thing to ponder, but I'm going to bring it up because I had in my personal life a lot of people bring this up to me. I always say America Tonight is what's happening in your backyard and mine. And this is sad. It's life and things can happen. But how do you survive the Vegas shooting and then you're killed in a hit and run? So a man who survived that massacre in October died weeks later in southern Nevada. Roy McClain killed when he was hit by a car about 60 miles west of Las Vegas. Here's what happened. He was walking on a road and he got hit by a Chevy Camaro that took off. And he and his wife made it out when the gunmen opened fire on that Harvest Music Festival that killed 58 people, which is the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. History. And to that end, it's incredibly sad. Of course it's incredibly sad. It's a freaky, wild, stupid thing, I guess. And not I guess, it is, because it was a hit and run. But I've heard more stories like that. You know, there were other stories. There was a couple that died in Riverside, California. They were killed when their car was smashed into a metal gate and these brick pillars outside of their community. So, you know, we've heard a few of those. And granted, the amount of people that were in the middle of the Vegas massacre, it kind of makes sense that, of course, things can happen, sadly, because what a terrible thing to survive that and then have that happen. Certainly for relatives and friends, it is absolutely awful. Also, pegging the needle big time, I think, is this story about from the New York Times that they're apologizing for offending so many readers after this profile of a Nazi sympathizer. So they did a story of this Tony Hovater, a white nationalist and Nazi sympathizer, a guy in Ohio, and they got massive feedback. I mean, massively criticized. And they say they wrote it and they thought it was important to write it because it was the genesis of the story was the aftermath of the white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia in August. And the images of the Ku Klux Klan of young white men carrying torches and shouting. So they assigned somebody to write a profile that was different from what they saw at the rally. And people were fumed. They called the Times, they wrote the Times, and they came out of their shoes when they saw it. Because readers were upset not only with just the article, but for including a link to a webpage that sells swastika armbands. Oh, the gray lady taking it on the chin. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow
allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, in honor of Cyber Monday, tis the time to announce a great giveaway we're doing here, thanks to Delta Vacations and DK Travel. So check this out. Yes, it's the gift of travel. There's going to be one grand prize trip, a Delta Vacation Package trip for two. Winners will get either a $3,000 voucher for a trip to Ireland or Italy or London or $2,200 voucher for a trip to New York, depending on what trip is awarded. It'll cover airfare and hotel accommodations. Woohoo! Yeah, how about that? And they'll get a $100 gift card, a branded item from Delta Vacations, and a DK Eyewitness travel guide for the destination that they will be visiting. So if you go to the link that I'm about to give you, and I'm going to try to say this more and more because America Tonight is involved in this, travelwithdk.com, travelwithdk.com. And it is the gift of travel promotions. You'll see it, and you choose a destination. And, of course, now we're on London, but you can enter the other ones, too. So New York was 2 weeks ago, Ireland and London. You're eligible for all of those. You just fill it out. They're not going to spam you to death or anything weird like that. And, plus, if you're the fifth person right now to send me, if I don't care when you're listening to this, you could be listening to a replay, you could be listening to it. I know a lot of people download it when they're on the train back east in the morning because you're in bed sleeping right now. Or you're listening to us on the fabulous West Coast in Palm Springs or wherever. You whenever you hear this, because if whoever the fifth person is on this one anyway, you'll win a copy of the book about London. So London Bridge is not falling down. In fact, it's doing well. So the DK Eyewitness Travel book will be yours. It's a guide that shows you what others only tell you. And it is very, very, very cool. So travelwithdk.com. Travelwithdk.com. It'll take you to the place where you need to be. And I know I heard a jet somewhere in the background. Wasn't there a jet? Oh, put me on that jet. I want to go to all those locations. We took this show to Ireland. It was incredible. I'm desperate to go back. And London and New York and, of course, Italy. How cool would that be? And someone will win. I don't know, but someone's going to win for sure. And maybe you'll be a winner of at least the book anyway. And if you enter, you have a chance to hit up one of those locations. And I just went to it, too. And it's super easy to fill it out. So they're not asking for your blood type and all this other ridiculous stuff. It's pretty easy. It's cool, too. They show you what things that you wouldn't normally see. So you're just putting in the usual stuff, you know, your name, blah, 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 and your city and that kind of stuff. And then they'll have the drawing. And I have a good feeling about this. This could be our big winner. So nobody's winning the Nail the Score promotion, but you could win something very cool from Delta Vacations or DK Travel. So there you go. Andy, I don't know about you, but doesn't it sound good to get away to one of those spots?
Definitely. I think I would probably go to Prague, which seems to be one of the choices.
Prague?
Yeah.
Oh, so Prague would be good. I didn't see that there. I see that the ones we have are London and Italy and all those places I mentioned, but isn't that interesting? Prague is a cool place, definitely. And I mean, any of those spots would be good, but London this week is what they're really talking about. So Big Ben, Parliament Square, the London Eye, walking across the Tower Bridge.
I'm okay with that, too.
I am, too. I'm ready. They have those apps, too, where you can walk around and catch the history. And that's what I like about the whole Europe thing. And because I grew up in Philly, and so we have the American history there. I'm such a big fan of history and culture and understanding it all anyway. So there you go. Jump on it. And we're going to be doing that for the next couple of weeks. And so if you've heard me before, listen for it again. And if you, like I said, no matter what time of day you're hearing that, you can certainly go there and hit up the link. So do it, and do it often, because that would probably give you the chance to get in there and win. All right, let's kind of crisscross in a couple of different areas. You know, we've been talking about, like I said, that harassment stuff, because every day there's something else that comes out, whatever it might be. But what's happening across the pond since I brought it up? You know, what's interesting, the Pope is in a Harry Carey spot, because Pope Francis is kind of in this diplomatic squeeze. He's the first pope to visit Myanmar, and you know, what monks will say is that Buddhism is getting just ravaged. It's clearly under attack. So that puts him in a weird spot by going there. And he's the world's, as somebody said to me, though, he's the world's most high-profile Christian symbol you can possibly have. So he's going to be in this Buddhist country accused of some horrifying brutality against the Muslim minority that's there. So it's going to be a balancing act is what it's going to be. And it's what he's there to do. It's the humanitarian, diplomatic, religious questions, how to knock them down, all of that. I mean, that's, you know, even his own cardinal, I guess, advised him to steer clear of any of that, just to not have that message. But, you know, this is not that kind of pope. He's the kind of pope that says and does what he believes. So I think you're not going to see that. And religion in that area, 89.9% Buddhist. So 45 million plus. And then Christians, it's like 3.2 million, small. Islam, 1.2, you know, and you go from there, Hindi, etc. So that's going to dominate whatever he does. That's going to dominate those headlines there. And he's been this figurehead who hasn't had to walk that tight line, honestly, that much, but he certainly will there. No question about it. So we move from the Pope to batteries, would you believe? Because we're always talking about technology and innovation on the show, Elon Musk said he was going to help solve an energy problem in Australia, a crisis, really. So Tesla has fully installed the world's largest lithium-ion battery in South Australia. They teamed up with a French renewable energy firm and the local government to install the battery, which Musk says will deliver. They'll deliver within 100 days of signing a contract, or it would be free. And the battery needs to be operational. That means by early December to meet that deadline. So how about that? They say they have just worked so hard to make this happen. There's been so many energy shortages there. So it would restore power generated by a wind farm in South Australia and release it during these high times of massive demand, which means South Australia would be big in renewable energy if they have that kind of battery storage. And they'd they'd have to be in the top five, because who else can boast of that? So South Australia's population, what would it be? Somebody asked me this question. What do you think the population is? And I think I shot kind of high. I think I said 2 million. It's 1.7 million. They say people who suffer from power cuts and energy shortages. Like late last year, most of the state was left without power after a storm damaged transmission lines. And then there was another big blackout in February when there was the heat wave and the demand spiked. And so the outages there can last for a much longer time. It's not like someone drives down in a truck, poof, they fix it, and you're sweating it out for an hour. No, some of these really last ridiculously long, and so it's dangerous. And that's why Tesla offered to be in the middle of this and build that battery for Australia. And, of course, the more successful that is, the more people want the same thing. And imagine how big that would be for a lot of different places that could afford it anyway, what it would mean to them instead of having loss of control and scrambling around trying to meet the demands that are ridiculously high these days. I think Elon Musk is brilliant at that. What do people need, and how can I be innovative and provide that for them? He is that guy. All right, thanks so much to the dual tandem of Mackenzie Sutton and Andy, the lead dude, or one of them anyway, for me. I'm really trying to get his band on the map. So, and they are on the map, but even bigger. Besides his technical prowess, he's great on the stage as well. Stay with us.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
To welcome to the show Jimmy Mosley. He's written a book called From the Outhouse to the White House. I love that title because it's so provocative. It really kind of pulls you in and makes you wonder, what's that about? And he's led such an interesting life. Jimmy, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me on America Tonight, Kate.
You know, here's the thing. You and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, and I certainly read about your background, and in reading the book, really got a great sense of who you are and what matters to you in your life. And you grew up in a what I call a pea shooter town, but one with a real soul, right? Tell us about your early beginnings.
Well, I started working at a very early age in life. My mom was a great influence. And, you know, just my story, as the way I grew up on that plantation in southern Mississippi, and I felt like my story was noteworthy and it just needed to be told. My name is Jimmy Mosley. I'm a retired Army veteran as well as a retired educator. My second career was a JROTC instructor at the high school level, and I had the privilege of working with kids another 20 years after my first 20 years in the military. And right now, I'm pretty active in my church ministry.
You know, here's what's interesting. As far as what the book is concerned, as you said, you thought you needed to get it out there. Explain that. What made you write the book?
I felt that as an educator, I had a connection with my students. I found that over 60% of my students assigned to my ROTC came from a single-parent household, and that was the connection that I had with them. The students were more interested in a relationship than learning classroom subject material. They wanted to know how Army life were, but more about how I had arrived to this stage of my life. And it was a good icebreaker, and it's always a good icebreaker for educators to give the students the opportunity to introduce themselves to the class, but they wanted to know about me. It appeared that my life was something new to them. The students would complete their class assignments in record time just to hear more about my plantation stories. And I had a coworker say to me, he said, "Man, these kids really enjoy hearing about your life." He said, "You need to document some of these stories." And that's what started tugging on me a little bit. And I ran out of excuses. I was just simply out of excuses. And I sat down and said, "Look, got to do this. I feel that the Lord has put it on my heart. So I got to make it happen."
So you've got to tell us some of these plantation stories. What are some of the stories that you've told and that you tell in the book that you think really resonate with people?
Well, I introduced my readers to extreme poverty. From outhouse to White House, my life actually started on a little shotgun house right outside of Itabena, Mississippi. And that's out there where Mississippi Valley State University is located, in case people didn't know. But in a shotgun house, it was like you look right through the front door and you look straight through the back. This house did not have indoor plumbing. So we had an outhouse way out back. And something as simple as toilet paper that we take for granted today. But we had Sears and Roebuck catalog back then, and that was kind of interesting. And I explain a little bit more of that in my book. But there were extreme poverty. There was a lot of racism. A lot of the plantation girls, even my sisters and brothers, you know, for a long time I held some resentment there because I felt like I could have stepped up and did more in terms of protecting them during times of abuse. So that was some pretty hard times there. But my single parent mom, I explained how she used that wisdom that was given to her from God and was able to keep our family together, you know, and I believe that as a people, we can take hate and replace it with faith and overcome those barriers.
Yeah, do you feel that that's what got you through the hard beginnings and what you learned from your mom and your faith?
Yeah, I feel like it was my faith and those values that she implanted in me as a child. Whether she knew it or not, I was learning from those experiences. Even when it would rain in the little shotgun house, she would have us sit down on a little bench, cover up with a blanket, and she said, "Don't talk when it's raining because God is at work." And, you know, it was like, okay. And even as an adult today, I find myself when it's raining and I'm thinking about that and I'm saying, well, you know, God is doing his work now. So, you know, I have to really respect that. And, you know, my drill sergeant was the first real man I'm talking about. I wanted to become like this man. And I believe I became this man. And that became more real to me when I graduated from drill sergeant school. Well, first of all, I latched on to Drill Sergeant Wilder, and I started mimicking him. I started imitating him. I started singing like him. I started running like him. And I noticed how his uniform always looked so sharp. And he was the first, I would say, real man that I kind of just latched on to. And I think I mimicked him throughout my military career. And as I went through drill sergeant school, I had 92 of 93 votes. And it was because I had latched on to this guy and just wanted to be a drill sergeant. And I put my drill sergeant hat on and I was the first to walk across the stage, distinguished honor graduate, got 92 out of 93 votes. And then I said, well, somebody didn't vote for me. And then I realized I didn't vote for myself. So yes, I feel like God put my mom and put Drill Sergeant Wilder right there to help me out. That way I can never use an excuse of not having a parent. And I tell my kids, it's a time out for excuses. Let's not use excuses. Let's go ahead and pursue our dreams and our goals. And I just kind of want to be an encouragement. I believe the stories that I have in Outhouse White House is going to be a great encouragement to a lot of single parent mothers and to a people, because as a people, we're going to have to get it together.
Oh, I so agree with that. And what you just said there, that's what I call a tweetable moment about just stop the blaming. And does it seem like people are, to you, are looking for those excuses, are looking to whine and not just do what you can simply do by embracing life?
Hey, I've seen it throughout the military 20 years, and I've seen it as a 20-year educator, and I continuously see it today. Excuses. Excuses, excuses. And if I can just persuade one reader to just never give up on that dream or that goal, and just know that God's always going to put somebody. He's got a ram in the bush, always a ram in the bush. You can look around, and, you know, he's always got someone there that's going to kind of help you get over that next hurdle. But just if I can get one reader to just not give up on pursuing that dream or the goal, no matter how large. And you can look at my story as I came from an 8-year-old kid out on the plantation chopping cotton, no shoes, making the same amount of money as my mom. And he took me from that outhouse and led me all the way into becoming the NCOIC of Joint Service Operations at the White House and performing throughout the nation's capital in front of President Ronald Reagan and a few other presidents. And he took me there. And even though there were not many African-American men there, and there was a lot of racism and obscene phone calls, and I'm going to have to change my telephone number 4 or 5 times a month just to keep the obscene phone calls from going on all night. But God always pulled me through, and I am so grateful today, and I have no resentment for my life, and I just kind of want to give back to this great country.
Wow. What was that like, the White House experience? You described some of it there. Did you ever think you would end up in the position that you ended up in, where you would be in such high regard, really, to be all the way from, like you say, from the outhouse to the White House?
I had no idea. I do know that as a soldier, I wanted to be sharp. I just wanted to wake up early in the morning and just start cleaning the bathrooms and stuff. And even as a private, you know, they would call me out of formation to sing to the rest of the group. And I was mimicking Drill Sergeant Wilder, and it just took me all the way to the top. You know, I was an Army First Sergeant. It just got me to the top real quick. But I had no idea that, you know, it really wasn't work. I'm thinking it was like service, because I'm saying, whoa, man, why would a person want to give up something like this? It was a dream come true for me, joining the military. Man, I just know, you know, it was a God thing. But ending up at the White House is a mystery to me. I know I was overseas, and a recruiting team came by, and they pulled a few guys out. I was going up for the Sergeant Morales Club, you know, good soldiers. And I got interviewed, and I got a letter saying I was accepted to the Old Guard, the 3rd U.S. Infantry Station in Fort Myer, Virginia. And I got selected. But when I got there and I seen, looked around, I didn't see anybody that looked like me. I was like, whoa, man. Okay. So I just started training, and I said, I'm going to be the best soldier that I can be, and I'm going to do this. And I became part of the Presidential Honor Guard and Congressional Escort. So I just started doing things, and I kind of enjoyed going out, you know, doing ceremonies at the White House, and, you know, the Army being the senior service. So you would always be in position over to the right. And then when I became the leader, you know, I got to march all the different units on the White House lawn as NCOIC, our service operations at the White House. I was pretty good at that. So drill sergeant school was, man, it was like easy. I took all the guys telling us, well, let's go outside under the streetlights at night, and I'm going to walk you through it. I'm going to talk you through it. And I was so tied up in the helping the other guys that was having problems, it got to the point where everybody just kind of recognized me as distinguished honor graduate, and I know that was a God. It had to be a God thing. There's no way I could have did this without God. So I am just so grateful. Some people say, you know, I should hold some resentment toward a lot of the plantation owners and the way their sons used to do, even with my sisters. I talk a little bit about that, and it's broke my heart. No justifiable resentment. So I'm just ready to pour back into the religious ministry. And I'm just hoping the outhouse and White House can be a blessing to every human on the planet. I believe it's a message for humankind, not just single moms or people that are looking for excuses. This would be a blessing for humankind. And, man, I just feel that the hand of God is just all over it, on every page.
I love it. From the outhouse to the White House, Jimmy Moseley, what a delight to speak with you. And we can tell everybody that you can pick up the book, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, wherever great books are sold. Thanks for joining us.
And thank you for having me. Indeed, an honor.
Thank you. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Friend, you remember that old song, Carol Channing, I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Oh. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Mm-hmm. They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is they're 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt,
water,
and the air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involves destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of one-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yep, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah. With the with the lab-grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown, and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
Process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank
you. Appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.